Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It's me, Papa Hector, and
India over here.
And we're over here doing spiritual table talk. Today's topic is called Ego Tricks. And actually, it's going to be a series of topics, which is going to be known as Ego Tricks. We're going to call this one, what you want to call it, Forgetting You.
Forgetting You.
Forgetting You. Yeah. And how the ego can play tricks on you in many different ways. And that's what we're going to get to throughout all these parts of this series. You can go ahead and subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app. Now, with that being said,
let me start this off. Sounds good. So basically, I came here because one day I was sitting around, you know, doing my little whatever, and I just got like really mad at myself. I was sitting there, you know, with my thoughts or whatever, and I started getting like really mad at myself, cause like I kind of realized that if in that moment that I was doing the things I was doing, if I was just like not in my head or like trying to be the character that people perceive me to be, that I definitely wouldn't have moved maybe in those ways. There would have been a different sense of motion or whatever.
Yeah, you would have taken different actions.
Yeah.
Or had different reactions.
Yeah, and it's not that I regret it, but I get mad at myself because I still see myself do it now.
Yeah, so even though you see that pattern isn't working for you, you still continue to do it.
Yeah.
And you can continue to see where you do it.
Yeah, that's it. I see the whatever minor changes have occurred, but like at the same time, I still see where like I'm still doing that same pattern of bullshit over and over because like I'm not trying to hurt someone's feelings or I don't want to break that character that people have perceived me to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that pisses me off because like from what we know or whatever, you only have one life. So like, why the fuck are you wasting it like
circling round and round? So yeah, so that actually happens with a lot of people. A lot of people, they come into the work, they're finally able to acknowledge like here's things I do that are not really conducive to me or not really good for me. It doesn't work for me. But I continue to do them, and every once in a while, maybe I can catch myself and not do them, but more often than not, I'm still following the same pattern as before.
Yep.
Right? And what'll happen is there's a little trick that the ego plays on you, which is to basically suck you in. When the ego sucks you in, you run on automation. So automation means you automatically follow the route you've always followed.
So basically, like, ego takes over and becomes your flow.
Uh-huh. And the ego loves pattern because the ego doesn't want to have to figure everything out each individual time.
Well,
because
the ego wants to be right 24/7, basically.
Yeah.
So basically, it wants to stay in the habit of, I'm always right.
And yeah.
So whatever.
And but also it doesn't want to have to figure out a new pattern. That's why it looks to make quick judgments, because if it can make a quick judgment, it knows what pattern to follow right away. And it doesn't have to try to like learn about a person, figure a person out, get to know a person. Those judgments can sometimes be right, but many oftentimes are wrong. However, it can kind of like make the ego spend less time in that, and it's going to make the same type of judgments as it has before, because that's its pattern. It's a type of judgments it may make on different types of like people, for example. And those types of judgments follow the same pattern, because if you are wrong in this individual case over here, that means in other cases where you use the pattern, you're also wrong. And the ego can't take a hit
that has been wrong.
It's been wrong all this time.
Okay.
Okay. So the ego sucks you in. And when you get absorbed by the ego, you can't tell the difference between you and your ego.
Now, so...
And then it throws you on an automated pattern.
You know how we say, like... Like, basic feelings come in and, like, you kind of sit with them and figure out if they're meant to be there or not in the moment or whatever. Like, obviously, you don't sit there for a whole hour or whatever, but, like, you know, you sit there, you realize if it's not. Is there ever a time that ego needs to be there?
No, ego doesn't actually need to be there. Ego is a protective device. There is...
So, ego is just a defense mechanism.
Yeah. And ego doesn't really ever need to be there. Because it would only need to be there really in times of real danger, in which case it's still not ego. There's a natural defense mechanism when you're in your true self too, that basically comes into action. But ego never really needs to be there. There's a false ego comes in because there's a false belief that when your ego dies, you die.
Okay. So if in the moments, like, you realize you're committing the pattern again.
You have to break the pattern.
Break the pattern. Okay. So, for example, it's like, I'm a yes man. Someone asked me for a favor. I'm like always kind of yes, yes. It's kind of like almost reaction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's yes. Like, you know,
sit for a moment before you make a decision.
So more shut the fuck up and then,
like, yeah, and then don't give an immediate response. If they say, like, hey, yes or no, be like, hold on, I'm thinking about it. Okay, now that person the ego might tell you be concerned because this person's gonna be mad because you're thinking too long or this or this or that. There's a million and one games, right?
Yeah,
hurry up, it's not that big of a decision or whatever it is. You have to hold resolve, like, basically until I know exactly where I'm at with it. I don't have a response for you. It is what it is. You're waiting on my response, which means you need something from me.
Gotcha.
Whether my response, you really need it or you don't, you're saying you need it in order to get something to move forward.
Gotcha.
Right? And hold back on saying yes, because really you can say, so the ego, it knows how to lie. You've been taught how to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be saying yes for a million and one other reasons. When you're not saying yes because you're really saying yes from your heart, later on you're going to get mad about it.
Gotcha.
You're going to feel mad about it. You're going to be upset. This and that. All kinds of other mind games will happen to you.
But then that can also go back, like...
Because really, there was a no in there.
Yeah, so...
But you didn't say no. You said yes.
But that's also why you gotta sit with it, not just do the opposite.
No, you got to sit with it because the opposite would just be the ego automating. Like, yeah. I'm always going to say no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, so if you do the opposite, what you're doing is you're going back into the ego on the same.
I mean, yeah.
The opposite side of the same coin. That's the same coin you're playing with.
Yeah.
So it would just be like automatically, I'm always gonna say no. Which anything automated, you know, you're in the ego.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a better one. Anything automated, you know.
Gotcha. If you look at somebody and you're judging them automatically because of this, they look like this, they look like that, they look like this, you're in the ego. Automatically.
I like that.
Okay. Because anywhere where you're automated is in the ego. Okay? When you're not in the ego, you're present, you're not automatic.
Gotcha.
So, the ego will help you forget that basically it's the ego running the show. So you were saying this, forget yourself in one way. I'm saying it, forget yourself in another way, in that ego is supposed to be your tool not you the tool of the ego, but the ego uses you as a tool and you don't use it as a tool.
Okay. How would you go about using the ego as a tool?
If you use the ego as a tool, you sharpen it. You sharpen it, you take care of it, you provide it what it needs in order to do what it needs to do for you. So you need ego to some degree when you communicate with other people.
Okay.
Because the true you
doesn't
have words and doesn't make judgment calls.
So your ego is there to be able to
act as interpreter.
Be the middleman.
Yeah, to between help you and communicate. The world. Yeah, with the world. You don't need ego because you don't need to communicate with the world.
Ego's working for you.
No, meaning you don't actually need to communicate with the world.
Belief you do. That's what I'm saying. Like that, so you have ego working for you. You have to teach ego how to work for you.
Yeah, so you have to train ego to work for you. So that you are controlling ego. So you want to think of it like, basically, I always use this example, right? Ego is like someone who should have been the servant, but he's the master right now. And you're the servant. You're the servant of the ego. And whatever the ego says to do, you automatically go do because you're the slave. But you're supposed to be the master of the ego. Means you should tell ego what to do, and ego should be able to go accomplish it for you. You should be able to say, feel happy right now, and feel happy right now. You should be able to say, feel angry right now, and feel angry right now.
And that's ego running all that. You know.
You can't say that yet. So that means ego runs your emotions.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, when the time comes to you to say that, you be telling ego to do it.
Yeah, you would be in the master seat. But now ego controls things. You get angry.
Oh, but it's actually because ego and emotions.
Emotions, thoughts, all that's all part of ego.
Oh, that's all part of ego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ego holds all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you go. So, if you wanted to go about working on your ego,
mm-hmm.
You dissect part by part,
No, so what it needs to. We call it two different ways, but we're actually saying the same thing. We can either say we like get rid of your ego, erase the ego, etc., etc., or we can say we strengthen the ego. Either way. You can look at it like, basically, because the ego is weak, it acts out. You can also look at it because the ego is there, it acts out. It doesn't matter whichever way you look at it. So we hit it from all the different angles that the ego knows. Because the ego is older than you. But you and the ego, once you start dealing with each other, you kind of like, you can't separate yourself from it.
You meshed yourself to the ego.
So you've become like one.
So you think the ego is yours. You become like
a fusion. But you're not a fusion.
So the way you just kind of said it, like since the ego's been around forever, like basically in reality, like the ego's just a big, like a big whatever. And
a big force.
A big force. And everyone's meshing themselves to ego. And so they think the ego's theirs.
Yeah, that's why they say like, there's no such thing as a new thought or an original thought, right? The reason why is because anything you've thought of, so has someone else. Why? Because all of you have shared the same ego, right? You share the same one big ego force. And so that ego force, it travels around. That's why spiritually, when people are doing magic, what I say is like when you have an idea and you want to move something forward in your life, don't tell anyone. Don't even speak it out loud. The moment you speak something out loud, the world starts working. And if you don't go to work on it, someone else you'll see doing your idea. So I'll give you an example. At one time, I had this idea. I forget what it was. I've had many ideas. Many people have told me their own ideas. I'm like, don't speak it out in the universe, because if you speak it out, what's going to happen is you're not going to go to work on it right away, right?
No.
And so what happens is somebody else's ego picks it up, just like a radio receiver. It picks it up because it's coming from the same ego. And then next thing you know, you see the next motherfucker selling some whatever it was that your original idea was.
You know, does actually, that make sense? Yeah, no, actually, because great example is there's a movie called like Boyhood or something that basically follows the actor like from his childhood to him growing up. And then I remember seeing like a meme or whatever of someone's tweet, and it stated like, why didn't anyone tell me that someone was already making a movie like this, da da da, like I've been working on this for years and so on and so forth, and now this movie's already out and da da da, and I was like, damn.
That's how it works, because what happens is the ego is actually one big force, but you get a piece, everybody gets their piece.
But now pause.
But all them pieces can still communicate amongst each other.
Which is all fine and dandy, because at the same time, so this is where it also gets to me though, because I read that and I took it two ways. Damn, that sucks, you put all that work in. But also at the same time, you have the same concept movie with a different person. So
yeah, it'll show up in a different way, in a different form.
So my thing is
however
like,
it is, however, what for this person, that might not bring enough money.
I get it. But I mean, you know, if you're doing things for money, then maybe you're not doing it for the right reasons or whatever. But
no, if you're doing things for money, then you're probably doing it for the right reason. Because if you're doing a job for money, that's the point of a job.
But it wasn't a job. It was his. That was like his creation. It was his idea. You know what I mean? Like
it wasn't though,
because it was for money.
No, because
everyone shares the same idea. Is what I'm saying, or what you're saying?
Yeah, because the force, everybody shares. The
but
same
I'm saying,
ideas.
If you believe it's your creation, your idea, shouldn't you be running in with the idea that you're like?
Yeah, but you never know what gets in the way of people.
Okay.
So he could have been out there trying to like throw out to other people his storyline and shit like that. And next thing you know, like nobody took it because it's him and he doesn't have a name behind his back. And so it's different once you move ideas into society. Does that make sense?
I get it. Well, because I mean, I would assume it's kind of like the statistics to like getting into the NBA or whatever. Like basically, it starts off at like 300,000 in high school, breaks down to college, it only breaks down to like 30 or whatever, or into D1 maybe even 3,000, something crazy, and then only 32 get into the league, drafted or whatever. So it's like
yeah, so like you have to that has to go in alignment with like the rest of your society. Does that make sense? So in the society, how is that going to move whatever your idea is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends. And he should have basically tried to move quicker. That's the problem. That's why I say you can't put your idea out there.
Should he have quit?
I mean, if the shit take too long to do it, bitch, quit.
If you were already years in it, though.
Bitch, I'm not years in nothing.
If you were at the ending of it, oh, you're not in your... Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going to waste years of my life to come up with a possible project at the end of years.
No, he was making it, is what I'm saying. Because it's a process of watching... I'm basically watching your life. I'm watching you grow up, literally. So basically, like... I record you months from now,
mm-hmm.
and then a year later, I come back after you've now turned a year older or 2 years older to then record you again or whatever. So let's say I was already like 6 years in or whatever. Do you stop?
I'm making a 7, 8, 9-year-old movie. Whatever. I'm going to keep on with it because I already invested all this time, effort, energy, and money into it. So, and it's going to be a different story. And motherfuckers who went and saw the first version of the first bitch that came out, then they'll probably come to see another one that's related, similar. Maybe I'll change the plot twist here and there. Like, that's what I'm going to have to
pivot.
Do. Yeah.
You gotta.
But I'm not going to waste like 5 years, 6, 7, 8 years of my life then to have put all this effort and energy and then for nothing?
No.
No, that's just no, not me.
I understand. All right? I get it.
Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. But pivot your shit so you didn't make a loss. instead of complaining about, oh, the next motherfucker did it.
Now, pivoting is letting go of ego, right?
Yeah. Okay? It's the same thing. Like, I know somebody, okay? They created a certain type of work for people, okay? They did something, like, I don't really suggest, but they did it because they didn't know me yet when they did all this.
Gotcha.
So they created that same type of work, but for people at a college. So once they put it in the college hands, they kind of made it almost like corporate property.
Yeah, they kind of fucked up a bit because it kind of releases your...
So now, like, they were asking this person, like, hey, will you come back and do it? And they're like, nah, I'm not really trying to do that right now. And they're like, the college is like, oh, no worries. We'll just get somebody else to do it. Because now it's kind of the college's property.
So they're going to get someone to teach the class.
Yeah, and,
so
on and, so forth. And do all the work or whatever. Exactly.
Without you making any profit?
Mm-hmm. Because
oh, so you had basically, no, so basically you sold the rights.
In a way.
In a way. Yeah.
By presenting it at the college and teaching it at the college, you kind of gave the college permission to use it without necessarily giving you much. And the college at the time, while you're teaching it, they're paying you to teach it. But if you won't come in and teach it, I'll just get the next motherfucker. So they did that. So now this person is like, I feel like I need to like stop these other good things in my life to go teach it because I want my shit back. And right. I want them having other motherfuckers teach my shit.
Instead of pivoting.
Pivoting would be like,
what they were doing.
Yeah, like I'm doing shit and I'm doing shit. They did pivot, but
they did just
they did pivot because like they're in the middle of like development, right?
Yeah.
So they had the capacity to pivot. They pivoted into basically doing better shit. Yeah, why would shit I go back?
Exactly. But then basically
most people ain't gonna pivot.
Out of the first.
No, they're gonna go try to go back.
Oh, most people will try to go back.
Because they're gonna say that's my shit. I made that shit up.
Yeah, like the ego.
It's going to want to try to reclaim rights. And they're not going to be happy that other motherfuckers is doing it without giving them credit for it. But the reality of it is, in 100 years, they might still be doing it. And they still ain't going to be giving you credit for it in 100 years from now.
Credit's an ego thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Like so that, is blame.
Yeah, like the idea of credit, I think. Well, yeah, so it's exactly.
So yeah, it was so let's make that next podcast.
That was good.
So that's the end for this because this one's,
yeah,
look, 22 minutes.
Perfect.
All right. Subscribe iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.